Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The buzz is already starting for next week's 48th Annual National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville next Wednesday through Saturday. The Kentucky Exposition Center's 1.2 million square feet of space will host some 850 exhibitors displaying everything from combines to candles. Yep, candles. One location for those is the Kentucky Soybean Association booth in the West Hall.
Well, we have a booth we call the Soy Market, and there we sell soy candles, soybean nuts, and hand lotions. And this is the way we raise money for the association. Also there, we'll have information on animal agriculture and biodiesel.
Dennis Clark, chairman of the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, says they've had a booth for years as a great way to showcase the board's promotion efforts on everything from soy diesel to soy candles, which occasionally, during the show, can keep a forgetful guy out of the doghouse.
Well, we have a lot of farmers come by, and usually we're up there on Valentine's Day, and the soy candles make a very good Valentine's gift for your wife or for your girlfriend, and the hand lotions are really good for Valentine's Day. And a lot of women just like to come in and smell the candles. We probably have seven or eight different varieties.
And they'll balance that with some horsepower.
This year we're going to have the Ford 250 that set the world land speed record running on biodiesel. We'll have it in our booth.
More on that in a minute. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
On that speed record, that Ford F-250 set a class record of 171 miles an hour with conventional diesel, then drained the tank and used a B-20 soy diesel blend, hitting over 182 miles per hour. Kentucky Board Chairman Dennis Clark says a national board member will be on hand discussing soy diesel production, which last year hit a record 1 billion gallons. They'll also be discussing collaborative efforts with the livestock industry.
The swine, the cattle, and the poultry, the dairy, they use the meal from over a billion bushels of soybeans. So that's a huge market for us. And, you know, that's something we want to make sure we stay on top of. We protect our animal ag industry.
With that domestic demand for meal from over a billion soybean bushels, that's totally understandable. And Clark says he'll take a little time to wander the machinery show aisles to check out some of that farm equipment used to produce those soybeans across the country. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.